Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Trish, always great to see you. But I remember when you and I actually, we saw each other a couple of days ago, and I said, wow, you are brunette.
Yes, and I said, right, still.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never seen your hair this dark. I mean, you got the tan and everything else. You look fantastic.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Like, you get younger while I get older?
Well, I believe the yoga has something to do with it. And if you maybe tried some yoga, you would know the effects of yoga.
I will actually have a competition for this yoga coming up very soon, which I actually need, so I'm looking forward to it. So thank you for the invite.
My pleasure.
But more importantly, thank you for the DVD that I had a chance to see before everybody else. Bounty Hunters, you kick ass big time.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
Well, first of all, I didn't realize that you wanted to get into acting. I know you've done so many other things with, of course, wrestling, and you've had TV shows, but I didn't know you were getting into acting.
Well, you know, it's something that when I retired, I always said I'm not actively pursuing it, but I always said, of course, I'm going to entertain the possibility if something great landed on my desk. And it's just like in wrestling. Everyone says, will you go back? Well, sure, if something great was presented to me, I would entertain it. So same thing with the acting, with the movie role. Something great was presented to me. This script landed on my desk, and the role was, you know, let's be honest, not a big stretch. Jules Taylor is Trish Stratus to a certain degree, right? And then just the fact that I could go in, I took on like a producing role to approach these fight scenes, I guess just a little bit differently. I knew that I could go in and help be part of something and put the process together. I love storytelling. And so to come on in that capacity was why I took the project.
Well, let's talk about your character in the movie, because when people watch this, they're going to realize it's not just about action. There are a couple of levels to your character that you have to listen to very closely to realize what kind of person she is.
Yeah, you know, she was, like I said, not a huge stretch, but I mean, it allowed me to sort of explore a new medium, right? To come in a new capacity. Obviously, in wrestling, we had the chance to be different characters and different levels. So I guess this Jules Taylor gave me a chance to explore that a little bit further.
And of course, you're working for an outfit, Bounty Hunters.
Yes, I'm a bounty hunter. And you know, the story is pretty cool. We get you've seen the movie, so it kind of is like a callback to old school action flicks, right? It has the same kind of storyline, the same kind of plot, and the same kind of action.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, don't want to give too much away because want folks to watch it, though. But, I mean, we'll get into the action in a little bit, but your co-stars, one of them people should know from, if I'm correct, Much Music, because he does the, the videos when they're cutting the videos up and everything?
Video on Trial?
On Trial,
yes. Boomer Phillips is in this movie, and, he's my co-star, and he's so funny. You know, and I'll tell you what's interesting is on, you know, the script, it's an action flick. And Patrick, the director, basically, I tip my hat off to him because he kind of went to the actors, hey, go with it, you know, and he gave us that creative freedom. And so when he gave that sort of, you know, green light to Boomer Phillips, well, he is just so funny and everything he says is comedy gold. And you know, at the end of the day, Patrick, the director, said, I had to go cut this film now. And I was forced to decide, is this going to be a straight-up action movie, or will I go with what you guys gave me and make this an action comedy? So thankfully, he went with the second one, and I think by doing that, he created this really interesting, organic, just fresh, fun film.
How much research did you do for being a bounty hunter? I mean, did you watch The Dog or anything like that, or what?
You know, it wasn't so much the research into the profession of being a bounty hunter. Of course, you know, I was a former police officer.
Yes.
in Muncie, Indiana, so I had that experience. But what I did do a lot of research on is my fighting art. So Jules Taylor is trained specifically in Krav Maga, which is an Israeli special ops fighting. And the fight coordinator was really specific about each character having a really defined role in what they do and different sort of training styles. So I went in before the film was shooting, and I trained and I learned this new fighting art, which was an exciting new venture for me. And then Andrea James Louis, she's my nemesis in the film. She's Ruby. Okay, we got together, and to me, I knew from wrestling it was really important to have that chemistry with someone in order to deliver something that's just an interesting dynamic. She's a martial artist. I was a Krav Maga trained, and so the two of us, when we finally got together, really created for some interesting moments.
Absolutely, because here you are, you're basically kicking butt on all the big guys, but the toughest woman is the one a about your height, your size, and everything else.
Yep, and that's just always the case, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know what? And it looked really realistic because I was actually trying to slow down some of that, and I know with your wrestling skills and everything, but you cannot tell me there's a scene somewhere that you actually got decked or something.
There was a few moments, but it's just like wrestling. I mean, here's the thing. We decided, we were approaching the fight scenes as traditional movie making. We would be stunt work, right? So Trish Stratus, who is used to wrestling, didn't understand the concept of not making contact. So, she's from a martial arts background. She also has some stunt background, some stunt training. And we sort of said to each other, you know, let's, much like Patrick said to the actors, you know, have your creative freedom with the script. He kind of said that with the action scenes. He said, go ahead and do what you're doing comfortably. And so that's how we approached it. We kind of, instead of approaching it as stunt people, we approached it as fighters. And I really believe, you talk about this realism, I think the fact that we know what it's like to be punched in the face, and we know how to deliver a real punch. So I think that's why there is that extra, you know, realism that was delivered. And it's just like Gina Carano in her current film, Haywire. I think people are like, they were blown away by this. And so I'm really excited about the chance to showcase what we did as sports performers, as sports entertainers, because I think it's people kind of maybe underestimate what we do as performers.
Now, again, I don't want to give away the ending, but what are the chances of a Bounty Hunters Part 2 or TV series? Because there's so many layers to this, I think this could still keep going.
You know what? There is a lot of layers to this, and I think because the characters are so interesting, you know, and Boomer Phillips and I, we definitely talked about doing something because, you know, you just have that chemistry with someone. I know I had the same thing with Chris Jericho. You create these moments. I definitely had it with my nemesis on screen, and that's why they're special moments. So Boomer Phillips and I, we definitely, I think it'd be great to make something and maybe go a little bit more comedy ended, just, you know, for his sake.
Well, I cannot wait for that. I can't wait for fans to get a chance to see this. Now, as we're wrapping this up, I have to ask you a question. It's a wrestling question. Of course, we all know WrestleMania is coming up, and, you know, wrestling is back on the spotlight with so many things from CM Punk wanting to kick Chris Brown's rear to so many things. One of the things that I have been very critical about lately has been the women wrestling, and I want to get your thoughts on this because I just am not impressed with what I have been seeing. In fact, maybe one or two wrestlers that I am impressed with even with what they've been doing with them is, you know, embarrassing to me. I want to get your thoughts on what you think of the current roster of divas.
Well, you have to maybe change your question a bit. Now, the current roster of divas, I think, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So everyone says, oh, the women's division is not great right now, but actually, the roster is great. You have Natalia, you have you have Eve, you have Beth, you have Kelly. They've really brought their game. Even the Bellas, I mean, if you think of where they came from and what they're doing now, you know, the caliber of wrestling that could be delivered right now is there. It's just a matter, of course, like always, what's holding them back is the lack of character development. And really, that's what I think helped us elevate our women's division, was because we had, and it's just like this movie role, we had these defined characters. And so that's what helps. That's what lets people relate to someone. That's what lets people get, you know, sort of invested in that person. And so that's lacking right now. So unfortunately, that's the only thing that's holding them back. But I think as soon as we see that, when we saw the return of Karma at Royal Rumble, that to me was an exciting moment because fans are excited. She's kind of a defined character mostly from her TNA development. So if she comes in and breathes new life into the women's division, hopefully to give a chance for the rest of women to shine as well.
But when they got Natalia, who, you know, easily could hold the world championship, and they have her passing gas every 2 seconds, I feel so bad for her because, you know, what kind of caliber wrestler she is, but they've got her in this awful comedy sketch. Plus, and I'm curious about this too, when you were wrestling, were your matches longer than what we're seeing now? Because if it goes past 4 minutes, I'm surprised.
No, absolutely, but it took us time. And this is what I always say. We started off with the same literally, they have 1 minute matches sometimes, which is like, obviously, how can you invest as a fan when you have 1 minute? But we just started with that as well. Jazz and I remember the time when we had 1 minute, then it was 2 minutes, and it was up to us to go out there and take those 1-2 minutes and turn it into something really memorable and leave the fans wanting something more. So I even say with the Natalia gimmick, you know, embrace it. You know, you have the audience. You have the audience's attention. So take it, make them fall in love with you, make them demand seeing more of you. You know, so I think any moment, you know, 2 minutes is better than 0 minutes at this point, right? So something's better than nothing. Go out there, make people fall in love with you, and take every chance you can to just capture the audience.
Well, one other question, though, but when I watch TNA wrestling, Impact Wrestling, they're wrestlers. I see them as wrestlers. I mean, they get plenty of time. They get plenty of, you know, showcasing their talents. I mean, do you think the WWE needs to look more at what they're doing there than, you know, dealing with the gimmicks and the little puns?
It would be nice. And I guess it's just a different time. Like, we had to fight every week to get our spot, and we got to the point where the fans demanded more women's matches and that caliber matches. And believe me, when we started, we had 2 minutes and we had the fans chanting puppies because that's what they were used to doing. We had to re-educate them, show them that we were more than just that. And each week we just had to build and continue the momentum. So yes, it's obviously the creative department's job if they're interested, and obviously to take that vested interest. Fit Finley at the time was working with the women, and he, you know, that made a huge difference. You have to have that supporter in there as well. So I'm not sure what's happening backstage, but hopefully times will change. There's certainly the caliber of women are there. It's just a matter of, you know, the fans wanting it, and then obviously it's got to be delivered from the back as well.
As we're wrapping this up, of course, you have your yoga studio. For folks who want to get involved, where do they go? Website, the whole bit.
If you want to join Rudy and his yoga involvement, see, now you got to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
StratosphereYoga.com is my yoga studio. It's in just north of Toronto in Vaughan. And we have all different levels. We have 3 different studios. So the goal for Stratosphere for me was just to open up a place that could have something for everyone. So all different levels, all different styles. And you're going to fit in just fine, Rudy Blair.
As long as you're teaching me.
Okay. Is that the?
Yes.
Okay. So you refuse to go with anyone else?
Yeah.
What if I did yoga with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna do some yoga.
Fantastic. Website?
TrishStratus.com. Get all your information. Bounty Hunters, so it's TrishStratus.com/Bounty Hunters for all your information. Read more about Boomer Phillips and Andrew James Louie and Frank as well. There's all your information.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of it.